This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, what I love the most about doing Free Talk Live is that our listeners bring us some of the best show prep. And sometimes it happens live on the air. Like, I didn't know about California's legislature passing a total ban on grocery stores, or I guess any stores, offering plastic bags to customers. So it hasn't yet passed the governor's office yet, but... Well, it probably will. It's California.
Governor Jerry Brown.
It's California. It doesn't matter what his name is. It's California. What are the odds it's not going to pass? We can talk more about that here. The toll-free number is 855-453. Maybe you're just tuning in. If you're not just tuning in, if you've been listening, you know we've also been talking about ISIS, the beheadings, and how poorly the family of James Foley, the first man who was allegedly beheaded over in the Middle East recently by ISIS, how poorly his family was treated by federal agents who actually threatened them if they were to raise money to try to pay some ransom for their son to get him back alive. So we've got all those discussions on the table. Actually, we also had a guy call in about being an atheist in America and how difficult that can be. So you can share your thoughts toll-free at 855-453. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. We did have Jackson on the line in California, and he had brought this story about the California plastic bag ban. According to a story over at Reuters, just written about a week or two ago, there's never been a state that's done this. There have been some counties, some cities, Hawaii's Maui County, some other cities around that have made it illegal for grocery stores to pack purchases in plastic. At the state level, however, opposition from plastic bag makers has usually prevailed. California Senate voted 22-15 for the bill, and it must be signed into law by September 30th by the Democratic Governor Jerry Brown. State Senator Alex Padilla says, quote, single-use plastic bags not only litter our beaches, but also our mountains, our deserts, and our rivers, streams, and lakes. Jackson, in California there, what are you hearing from people about this? Is this even an issue that's being discussed? And tell me more.
Nobody I know is talking about it.
Interesting.
I talked about that to my wife, and she's all for it. One thing I'm curious, though, will a black market emerge of plastic bags since they will be illegal?
Well, I can't imagine that. Well, first of all, it's not saying that plastic bags will be illegal. You, in theory, would be able to bring your own plastic bag into the store and put stuff in the plastic bag and
take
it out.
What it'll do is it'll drive down prices of acceptable biodegradable bags because people will forget their bags, like I do sometimes. Mm-hmm. I forget them out in my – I forget my fabric bags out in my plug-in Prius.
Yeah.
I don't want to – I refuse to walk back out and get my bags and then come back in. I won't do it. So I need some kind of alternative, and they'll probably come up with some really cheap alternative, you know, a 5-cent fabric bag, and that's what's going to happen, and you'll see those on the ground.
Now, there is something I'd like to know, because the story here says the measure would ban grocery stores from handing out single-use grocery bags with customers' purchases. Does that mean that Walmart will be banned from using plastic bags? Is Walmart a grocery store? Some Walmarts have larger grocer sections than others. A Super Walmart, for instance, has a large grocer section. A regular Walmart doesn't have as large of a grocery section. Is there a certain percentage of floor space that one must have as grocery to be considered a grocery store? What about 7-Eleven? What about convenience stores? What about, stores that don't necessarily have fresh produce, although sometimes you can walk into the 7-Eleven and they have some bananas or, you know, oranges and things like that. So, you know, at what level is something a grocery store? Is it square footage? Is it the type of inventory that they store? So it sounds like this isn't going to affect, let's say, a hardware store. You go to the hardware store, they give you a plastic bag there.
Home Depot does them.
Right, Home Depot, they give you plastic bags at almost every major big box retailer out there, and as well as mom and pop businesses. When I go down to get Chinese food here in Keene, I get that in a plastic bag as well.
The white ones that say thank you all the way down the side.
There's usually a smiley face on the ones that I get. But Jackson, any other final comments on this?
Those are very good points. I'm going to research those myself. That's it.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I was actually digging around during the news break trying to find what the actual bill number is of this thing, and none of the articles I was able to pull up knew what the bill number was or communicated that information. So wasn't able to actually pull up the actual text of the bill. Not that I really want to read through it, but I was just curious as to whether it was just grocery stores. The news media summary here from Reuters makes it sound like it is. And so if that's the case, I guess the argument would be that, well, grocers put more plastic bags out there than anyone else. You know, as far as like consumable products, it's more likely that you're going to be going in and buying groceries more often than, say, Craftsman tools at Sears or something like that. I suppose that could be the argument. Or maybe this is just a foot in the door. Maybe they're going to be, banning plastic bags from grocery stores. And then next year, they'll go ahead and expand that out to all stores.
So what do you think about this concept? And I'm floating
out
the there.
Listener?
I haven't had a chance to think about it. Well, I would love to hear what the listener has to say about
toll
this.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
But I'm asking you, Ian. So let's say that you don't ban plastic bags, but you tell grocers that, look, you know your bags are ending up polluting the, you know, our waterways, our oceans, our mountains. What did he list off there? He listed a bunch
everything
of things.
Everything that's natural.
They're everywhere. Your bags, they're everywhere. They've got their name on them. What happens if you find the store for the bags?
That's
being
a terrible idea.
And I'm asking you because essentially this would be a ban, but it would be a ban in a different way. Because, I mean, when you acknowledge that somebody is going to throw these things on the ground, then, it's a different thing. You know
that's
they're
a terrible
going
idea.
To, right?
It takes the responsibility away from the person who did the littering. It shouldn't be the company's fault that one of their customers is irresponsible. And not only that, then someone who didn't like a certain company could just go get a bunch of their plastic bags and throw them around the police department.
That's a good point that they can certainly
like
do
that. So, no, you don't want to take responsibility out of the person's hands who's the actual criminal. And litter is a crime. It's a property rights violation. But let's continue. We've got Coral on the line in Atlantic City listening to WPG. Hello, Coral.
Always listening to you.
Well,
they got it banned in plastic bags to save the plastic trees. Think about it. Remember they came out with plastic bags to save the trees and get rid of the paper bags?
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, wow. No, I don't remember that. That's fascinating. That was probably before my time. When was that?
I don't remember exactly when it was. You see, in Atlantic County, my senator, he wanted a 5-cent tax on every plastic bag that he got at any of the stores. If you didn't bring him other bags in, right? And he wanted 4 cents of that money to go to the state of New Jersey. So it was, in my opinion, it had nothing to do with the plastic bag. It was another way to get 4 cents out of the taxpayers for each bag. And he couldn't believe the outcry from the public against it, and it went nowhere.
Yeah, I don't think people want this. They like their plastic bags, but I do agree with you. I remember it might have been around high school or maybe for me junior high they switched from paper bags to plastic bags, and there was forcing people to change to anything doesn't generally go well. Just look at how the metric system was accepted in the U.S.
I wonder about that, Mark. I wonder about whether people want this or not, because a lot of people want to feel like that they are doing something for the environment. And that makes them feel good. And if they're told that, well, if we ban plastic bags, that'll be good for the environment, which, of course, it's interesting that you're pointing out that that was the original reason to bring out the plastic bag in the first place. That may be persuasive to people who, while they know that there is convenience involved in the plastic bags, may be willing to tell themselves, well, I'm willing to go through a little bit of difficulty in order to help save the planet. And so, therefore, this may have support. I'm interested to see if there's been any actual polling data done and would like to find that out about this issue. Coral, any final thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah, the last thing is when I take them woven plastic bags, some heavier ones, to my supermarket, they give me 5 cents off my grocery bill for each one I use.
Sweet.
Whoopee. Hey, thanks, Coral. Appreciate the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'd love to have your thoughts. You know what? I like that he brought up the paper bag aspect of this. And I remember when I was growing up, and I was growing up in the 80s and 90s, I remember seeing, you know, my parents would bring home groceries in the brown paper bags at Publix in South Florida. And then at some point, those seemed to go away. Like, they still had them, but they'd start asking people paper or plastic. And it seemed like most people were choosing plastic when they were given that choice. So maybe people do want this. What about you? 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. You can share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Live Saturday edition of the program here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, an update on the plastic bag ban. We were just talking about it a moment ago. It's a proposal by the Senate there in California. The legislature has passed this plastic bag ban. Is now going to the governor's desk, and he has spoken about it. We'll tell you what he had to say here in just a few moments. Also, you can join us online by going to freetalklive.com and enjoying the features there. If you like Free Talk Live, throw some Bitcoin in our tip jar. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You can find the tip jar there, as well as some kind of introductory information about Bitcoin and how to get started. First thing you need to know is that you need, if you want to get Bitcoin, which is amazing decentralized currency, not issued by any bank or any government, it actually puts the power of money in the hands of you and I, which is a huge deal. And it's hard to really overstate how important that is. When you cut out the middleman, the middlemen of money, you get money that you can send anywhere in the world for next to nothing. It's pretty amazing stuff, and in an instant as well. So go to blockchain.com. You can get your free Bitcoin wallet there. And when you're all set up with your Bitcoin wallet, head over to expresscoin.com to load it up with Bitcoin. You can actually get Bitcoin with no exchange fee through expresscoin.com by using our code FTL. That's if you're ordering less than $40 worth of Bitcoin, use code FTL at expresscoin.com to get it for 0%. Now, if you go over $40, it's only 3% fee, and that's still a heck of a deal. It's probably the best you're going to find out there on the entire internet. So check out expresscoin.com. Plus, they let you get the other alternative currencies to Bitcoin, like Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin. It's all now available in Canada and the United States. ExpressCoin.com. Let's go to John. He's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hello, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah. I'm not here to argue with you. I'm looking for a solution.
All right. I love solutions. Let's do it.
Okay. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Every year, the Memorial Day weekend, we have a problem with bikers, pedestrians, and car riders coming down for that weekend to party. It's about equal to what Atlanta used to have, the Sputnik. And we had 4 murders here past Memorial Day weekend.
Yikes.
The solution for Horry County is to make them go through a 40-mile loop, which they go down the boulevard. Myrtle Beach is kind of like Atlantic Beach, New Jersey, or whatever. And they go around on the interstate, come back around. It's a 40-mile loop. Now, it's going to cost us $1 million extra for police personnel, and they're closing off highway, which to me is like kicking ant bed. It's not going to work. So I'm asking y'all to, which I agree with majority of the time, even though we have our disagreements. I love power through force, even though I'm libertarian thinking. And there has to be some kind of situation which you have a slight one-half fear, one-half respect for law. But what would be your solution? We have Memorial Day weekend. It used to be dedicated to the military, and now it's turned to freak me.
So just to be clear, I just want to understand what you've said. The 40-mile thing I didn't really understand. You're saying that there's a bunch of partiers, many bikers, are coming into the Myrtle Beach area on Memorial Day weekend and raising havoc and partying and causing problems, violence, destruction perhaps of property. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you're asking what to do.
And this is a huge issue in the state of South Carolina. Because
you're asking what to do about that in the absence of having a government police force, or just are you just asking in general?
Or just what steps to do about that? That can be taken from immediately?
No, I'm asking what y'all two think, because I respect what you think. I really do, even though I disagree with you here lately, because I see the way this country's going. But
yeah, I would say that
this Memorial Day weekend is going to be pretty much martial law. They're bringing in towers. They're bringing in...
I don't support martial law. That's scary stuff. And I think that we need to get away from the militaristic police state. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with people hiring private security. If there's something going on and you feel like your storefront needs to be protected, then you should team up, especially if you're in like a strip mall or something like that. There are other businesses nearby. Team up with your businesses next door and raise some money to hire some private guards to be out there, or just do it yourself, like the Korean guys did during the Rodney King with the machine guns, outside their stores. So
I actually love your answer. That's actually what they're telling them to do. The government here in the state of South Carolina is telling
him. Of course they're telling him that. You know, the reason why is because the government's saying, we can't be held responsible for not protecting your business. So look, business owners, even though you're forced to pay for our so-called protection services, we're admitting to you that we're not going to be there when you call us. Because on a busy time like that, especially with a lot of people in town, it's going to be hard to get through on 911, and so you've got to take care of yourselves. That's what they're admitting to. Like, they can't handle this, and they need people to handle it themselves.
Yeah, well, it's a real big issue, and you will find it coming to the forefront of national media come next Memorial Day. I guarantee it. They will make media news.
John, I appreciate you bringing that to the table tonight, and I thank you for the call. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But, yeah, I think that we've seen, as we've discussed many times on Free Talk Live over many years, the continual militarization of the police, and I think that actually causes problems. If you actually had police on the ground or private security or whoever, even, again, I'm fine with government police so long as they're not actually enforcing laws with no victim. So if you had the police on the ground during these parties, we've got Pumpkin Fest here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's kind of similar. There's a big party that goes on. There's thousands of people, tens of thousands of people that actually come into this little city, the Keene, New Hampshire. It barely qualifies as a city. It's 25,000 people living here.
Right, and I wouldn't say that that's a huge party by Myrtle Beach's standards.
By Keene standards,
but
though.
But by Keene standards, Pumpkin, it's probably pretty similar.
Pumpkin Fest is huge. There are literally something like 60,000 to 70,000 people in the city for Pumpkin Fest, and that includes a lot of young
the
people.
The population triples.
Yeah, there's a lot of young people, and there's a lot of, you know, it's a college town, so college students from all across New Hampshire come to Keene, and they all party, and there's sometimes some violence. You know, getting enough people with enough alcohol in them, somebody's going to fight at some point. There's going to be something that happens, or someone will hurt themselves. So obviously the police are busy dealing with, and they should be busy dealing with stopping fights. That I support. You know, stopping and investigating people who've harmed others, and that's cool. I'm okay with that. But if the police are walking around harassing people for open container violations, and the police are harassing people for openly smoking cannabis and doing things that don't actually have a victim, that creates a division between the police and average people. Because average people, most of them, want to get high, or they want to imbibe alcohol, or they want to somehow alter their state of consciousness. And when the police are arresting their friends and or them or you for doing those things, that creates animosity between people and the police. It makes it more likely that people will act out when they see the police, especially if they're drunk and angry about the police and what the police had done perhaps to one of their friends earlier in the day. So if we actually had a peace squad, officers who were actually dedicated to restoring peace rather than enforcing stupid laws, then maybe they would actually be respected more so by the people that are actually in the streets. And secondly, if you remove the militarization from the police as well, that will also help. So instead of the police rolling down the street in a Bearcat pointing guns at people, you would have more of a friendly officer who's not wearing all black sunglasses, trying to disconnect him from all the people around him. You'd have friendly officers who could make eye contact with people directly, walking around and enjoying the day and talking with folks. That, I think, would be much better, and I think you'd see people behaving better in general. Your thoughts are welcome, though. Share them here at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. It's brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. Am I onto something there, or is the answer to just crack down, like is what they're doing? You know, bring more cops in, have more weapons, more towers, more trucks.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy, mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control toll free here. Live Saturday edition of the program. Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Join us in real life at Disney World.
That's right. We're going to Disney World, and it's not too long now. It's October the 4th.
3 weeks, maybe.
5th and 6th will be there for CoinsInTheKingdom.com. It's a Bitcoin party, but there's going to be lots of speakers in the Bitcoin community, the Cryptocurrency College Network, the Chamber of Digital Commerce, Liberty.me, Bitcoin Pioneer Charlie Shrim will be there, or at least his little robot. I'm not entirely sure. He was out on bond, but he's come to some kind of conclusion with the government. I'm not exactly sure how that went.
Plea deal. Yeah.
Yep. Mycelium, that's one of the big wallet account manufacturers there of Bitcoin. It's at the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista in downtown Disney, Saturday, October the 4th through Monday, October 6th. They will be going to Disney World, but the events on Saturday and Sunday. Tickets are only $60. Hotel, $100. Kids under 12 are free. Fun is mandatory. Come to the Magic Kingdom to celebrate magic internet money. CoinsInTheKingdom.com.
So we've got more on the plastic bag ban as well. Still coming up. Your calls are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones and the fun. We'll talk first to David listening in Columbia, South Carolina, to WQXL. Hello, David.
How are you doing today?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Great. Okay. I wanted to add some more details regarding the bike week situation. I don't think I missed it, but this bike week is commonly referred to as a Black Bike Week, and it seems as if our governor wants to ban it. However, it is my understanding that the local government, the local municipalities, do not want to ban it because of the revenue that it generates.
Sure, it's good for business.
Yeah, I would think that one thing that about this is I was going to say is essentially, you know, these bars are offloading their responsibility as far as security goes to the municipality. If you liquor somebody up and then run them off into the streets, you know, at the end of the evening or whatever, like they're to some extent, I mean, you've made all the revenue from them, but you're not responsible anyway for whatever it is that they might do in that condition.
Yeah, that too. And my concern is that in any large gathering where there's alcohol and so forth and so on involved, there are issues. But it seems as if our governor and some of our fellow citizens are less tolerant when it comes from the African American community.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all, David. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Bruce.
Black White Bike Week. Haven't heard of it.
Bruce, you're on Free Talk Live, and you're in Lynchburg listening to WLNI-FM.
Hey, how are you guys doing, man?
Good, Bruce.
I heard you talking about the plastic bags, and the state of the county of Maui was brought up, and they had to, well, they didn't have to, but they were having such a catastrophic problem with plastic bags that they outlawed them. The trade winds over there were heavy on days, and the dump, the road to the dump was going up the Haleakala Mountain, and all these bags would get dumped into the dump, and the road going up to the dump was lined with kaiapi trees, mesquite, and they had all these thorns and stuff on them, and the winds would blow plastic bags out of the dump, and they all got hung up in these kaiapi trees, and it looked Christmas trees. Imagine Christmas trees adorned with plastic.
Garbage bag trees. They're just growing garbage bags.
Yeah, and they really hated it, so they outlawed them. And somehow they cleaned them up. They yanked them all out of the trees, and it was all pretty again.
Yeah, I can see why you wouldn't want to go out there and pull the bags off the trees every single day. I mean, because they're just more going to blow in.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is a real issue that this illustrates many of the problems of the living together. You know, I prefer to have these plastic bags over having, say, paper bags, and I want some plastic bags in my life. I don't want every one of them that I get, but at the same time, I understand that there's this giant spot in the Pacific that's full of plastic that's just floating there that, you know, so far we haven't figured out what to do with that. So I think that it's this is a tough one.
Bruce, thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It may be a tough one, but I just don't support using the coercion of the state to solve problems like this. I mean, if people think this is a problem, and I think people would think that's a problem, if people were aware of the fact that plastic bags are lining the trees in a certain location, they may be motivated to attempt to talk to the companies and try to convince them to change how they do business. That's not unheard of for companies to – in fact, it's what companies do. If they feel like there's a wind of change going on in the marketplace, like for instance, you get all these companies now advertising how green they are because they feel like people – that's what they want. Customers want green. Guys, look, we've got to change our marketing. We've got to change how we approach things. We've got to even change – in Walmart's case, they're changing their truck line out to be more green, as I understand.
Sure.
So there, a lot of them are kind of top-down organizational-level changes to – really help market their program, to market their business to consumers. And if they feel like they can be the hero of the day, like, wow, you know, we saw this problem, that these were our bags and They're all over these trees, and we've changed how we're going to behave. I think that using persuasion, using the marketplace, these are ways that we should find solutions to problems, not using the threat of violence through the state, which is what all laws are ultimately.
I think that the threat of violence through the state would be a fine solution if it wasn't abused 99 times out of 100. That the problem with using this organization that claims for itself a monopoly privilege on violence in a given geographic area, and that's what the state is that if they used it judiciously, use this power judiciously, you wouldn't have people like us ever having had the social capital to ever get on the radio in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So they, people that claim for themselves the power to rule over you have abused that power historically to such a large extent that I don't trust them in an area here where I would actually sort of support it.
Let's go to, well, I don't support using violence. I don't think it's okay. It's just, for me, it's a moral question. Let's go to Pat listening in Norfolk to WNIS. Hello, Pat. You're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. You're on with Ian and Mark. Go ahead, Pat.
I was just watching the news the other day, and I was trying to figure out about that kid that went to the school and shot them kids up there in, where was it, Ohio? And then he escaped from some prison with two other guys.
Oh, yeah, that kid.
I heard something about that. I heard about that on some radio news the last couple of days.
Yeah, I didn't look too deeply into the thing because there's really, there's no issue surrounding murder. Most people are against it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's terrible that a killer is out on the loose, but I'm always fascinated by a prison escape, and I'd like to know how he did it.
Hey, I think they got him, though. You guys recall, I made a call a couple months ago, and I was talking about that crash that MH-53 Sea Dragon, they finally found out what caused it and all that stuff. It's been
what was that, an MH-53C? What is that, a helicopter or something?
Yeah, the helicopter that was stationed here in Norfolk, and it crashed off of, like, Virginia Beach or something like that, like 18 miles out or something like that. I can't remember the whole details on it, but they finally revealed everything, through the Navy.
I don't remember that at all. I don't remember that call, but it's not.
So, what was the question on the dude that escaped?
There was no question. My question was, how did he escape? Thank you for the call tonight, Pat. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. It looks like, according to LimaOhio.com, all three have been caught.
Yeah, that's what I kept saying.
Well, you said you thought they'd been caught.
Okay, thanks.
So I've confirmed they have been caught. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can take control here. You can also get on Skype with us. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live on the way.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450 free.
This is Free Talk Live, and there's breaking news. We were just talking earlier tonight about the beheading videos. There have been two before we started the show, and within the last hour or two, the internet has become aware of a third new beheading video that looks very similar to the other ones. I have found what I believe to be the actual video. The audio track, however, is fairly low. I'm not at this point prepared to play it, but we will take a closer look at it here as the show goes on and see if we can get you some of that audio. I imagine it's very similar to the audio in the previous videos where the alleged...
Chastening the, they make the poor victim, breathe this diatribe against the United States government and its foreign policy.
In this case, it's this new one is a message to the allies of America. The first two videos were a message to America, part one and two,
mm-hmm.
And essentially the same message was that, hey, we're just going to keep killing people unless you stop killing our people. Unless you stop the air raids and stop the bombings, we're just going to keep lobbing people's heads off. And
I think that that's obvious, and I think it's expected by the United States government. I mean, consider for a second that the state is an organization that's intended to protect itself and that they consider you and yours to be the people that are there to protect it. They build big bomb shelters for the president, for the senators, for the representatives and whatever, staffers that they bring in and their families. They don't build them for you.
Mm-hmm.
You, they draft when they feel like drafting, or they'll, whatever it is that they need to do. If they need to, blow up your house for some strategic reason, they do it.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts here, and again, we'll come back around to more on this beheading situation, which continues to develop, unfortunately, and there will be yet another victim in line, apparently, according to the early story that I read about this. But the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by the AMP program. If you want to help us out, what we're doing here is we're doing $5 a month. AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Your $5 a month is invested into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So please become an amplifier, and also you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, podcast, AMP-only Facebook group now, and more. Go and get the details. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. We go to Charles listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hey, Charles, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, greetings, infidels.
Yes, sir.
I just was talking to John. I just got across there that David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, had pretty much confirmed that that was David Haines that they beheaded.
That's correct. David Haines was the next in line for the beheadings, and now he has also allegedly been beheaded.
Yes. As far as making those statements, man, die in silence. Don't give him any rebuttal.
Well, no, hold on. No, wait. This, you got to remember, this isn't happening in a vacuum, right? Like, they've got this guy in captivity, and it's very likely that they're saying things to him like, you either read the script or we'll kill your wife. And if somebody says something like that to you, especially if they also provide you with the address of your wife and where she lives and where her kids go to school and things like that, that could be very persuasive to make someone go ahead and just read the statement before they get killed.
I was in a situation sort of similar to that once, and I kept my mouth shut.
And well, that's vague.
I'm glad it worked out. What was the situation like?
Because my team kind of got me. I was lucky. Very lucky.
Well, yeah, you are lucky. In this case, the family of James Foley, as we pointed out at the beginning of the show, and thanks, Charles, for the call tonight, the family of James Foley is very upset about how the federal government has been so cold and non-compassionate towards them, and they were frustrated that it didn't seem like they were doing anything for them at all. So these guys are just, they're being hung out to dry.
Yeah, I mean, these guys have no reasonable expectation that the U.S. government or any other government's going to do anything to protect them. At this point, we're at beheading victim number three, and I don't know how many more people they have to of heads that they might swipe off, but they're probably looking for people. They're
right
trying
now
to fill the
yep
queue. And those people have no reasonable expectation that the U.S. government or any of these other governments are going to do anything to protect them. So do I think that if for whatever reason some foreign group of nut jobs decided that they wanted to go after me and my family specifically, that there's anything the U.S. government would do to protect them? Only if they really wanted to. If they really wanted to, they could put us in some kind of victim protection plan thing and or whatever. But if they don't, then, you know, that's that. The question is if it's easier for me to just go ahead and read some nonsense to protect them, I guess that I would read the nonsense.
I'm going to see if I can dub the audio from this video. As I said, it's a little on the low side, so I can't play it live off of YouTube, but I'm going to try to do some dubbing and pull up the levels here in a little bit. We'll try to grab that for you coming up in the third and final hour of the show. Plenty of time still for you with your thoughts. Let's go to Kevin. He's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hey, Kevin.
Sir, it's going.
You just got off work. Welcome. Kevin, you're on the air. Going once. Going twice. All right, we'll put him back on hold. Maybe he's like in a drive-thru or something like that. I don't know. We'll give another chance here in a little bit. Your thoughts are welcome here at toll-free number 855-450-FREE. So what we were talking about, and I want to get back into the beheading thing, but I want to get the audio set first. So we were talking about the plastic bag ban, and the update I had for you on that case, thanks to our producer, Syphase, is fresh as of about a week ago. So the Senate passed this plastic bag ban in California about 2 weeks ago, apparently. And then within the last week, or about a week back, California Governor Jerry Brown, according to the AFP, has said he will approve a ban on single-use plastic bags in what would make the western U.S. state the first to outlaw them. Lawmakers passed the bill late last Friday, that's two Fridays ago, and now requires Brown's signature to pass into law. It must be done before September. He said, quote, I probably will sign it, yes, and then went on to say, in fact, I'll tell you why I'm going to sign it. There are about 50 cities with their own plastic bag ban, and that's causing a lot of confusion, he said, cited by the LA Times and other media, adding that this is a compromise. It's taking into account the needs of the environment, the needs of the economy, and the needs of the grocers. I don't know if that's true, but that's his claim. Under the California legislation, single-use plastic bags would disappear from grocery stores and pharmacies by July 1st, 2015. Then, in the next year, July 1st, 2016, they will no longer be allowed at convenience and liquor stores. So I got a little bit more information about this from our man, Syphase, again, one of our listeners online, who's done a great job of giving us some info here, because we don't have a producer staff. It's you and I sitting here, Mark Edge.
Thank God for Syphase, and the people like him.
Yeah, he's doing great work here. So he linked me to that, and according to the actual bill, he found the bill and pulled up the text of the bill. According to the bill, quote, single-use carry-out bag means a bag made of plastic, paper, or other material that is provided by a store to a customer at the point of sale, and that is not a recycled paper bag or a reusable grocery bag that meets the requirements of Section 42281.
So they can now use recycled paper bags again?
They can use recycled paper bags only, not regular paper bags.
Well, I think that you've just created an industry where they're going to, you know, take paper and make recycled paper bags, and nothing's going to really change. They were trying to save the trees before, and the problem, like, let's not forget that this whole problem was created with the outlawing of marijuana. Okay,
That's a good point.
Because the fact is that paper bags back in the 80s, when we had paper bags, would have been made out of hemp instead of trees, mm-hmm. because hemp grows a lot faster than trees, but oh my goodness, Congress outlawed hemp when it outlawed marijuana, and they outlawed it accidentally, mind you, because they would have never outlawed cannabis if they would have used that word, but William Randolph Hearst, in fact, wanted them to outlaw this, so they had this huge campaign towards it, and this is the problem in the first place. It's your legislation that created the plastic glut. Government, good job.
Yeah, well, as usual, Mark, government creates the problems that it then sets out to solve. The government created the problem of the plastic bag, and now the government claims they're going to solve the problem. Well, if the issue is that people are being messy and people are just letting their bags fly all over everywhere, that could still affect paper bags, although I'm sure the argument would be that the paper bags are going to decompose, faster than plastic will, for instance. That much is probably true. But again, if the concern is about the trees in the forest, then this isn't going to help that. Of course, the reality is if trees are in higher demand, then the marketplace will plant more of them. So the trees will be fine. You don't have to worry about the trees.
Yes, if they're in high enough demand, that's absolutely true. But the land upon which trees grows tends to be far less valuable than the land upon which houses grow.
Okay, I see where you're coming from, but that said, there's plenty of damn paper out there, and that's because the companies keep planting the trees.
The answer's hemp.
We'll come back with more. I would love for that to be the answer, and it's a shame that they don't have that answer in California already, what with their openness to marijuana law changes. So we'll come back with more, and your thoughts are welcome. We'll also give you more on the ISIS video, the most recent beheading just coming out tonight.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more.
Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.